This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. I spoke to Hanya Naftali. Hanya Naftali is a social media influencer for Israel. He spent several years in the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he speaks around the world on behalf of Israel. I asked him how Israel can continue to stand in the midst of this awful war that's going on in Israel and with so many people that want to destroy the Jewish people.
The Jewish people, throughout history, so many empires have tried to destroy us, annihilate us. Was it the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, the Seleucid Empire? So many empire after empire, the Nazi Empire. And I spoke with this Holocaust survivor, and he told me something very interesting. He said that even though they tried to destroy the Jewish people, here we stand at the graveyard of our persecutors. They cannot destroy us. I got to tell you, on October 7, 7 days after the massacre, I traveled with the Prime Minister to the kibbutzim, the southern communities alongside the border. And I have to tell you, what you see there really shakes you to the core. We Israelis like to think of ourselves as tough people. And, you know, having done the military service. But when you're there, I was there with the Prime Minister. We walked house to house. I entered one of the houses, and it's hard to describe, but I enter the door that was wide open. Bullets sprayed all over the door, the house. It was in Kibbutz Be'eri. I think it's a mile away from the Gaza Strip. I see floor is everything is messy, like books on the floor. Everything is on the floor. And a lot of blood as well. Dry blood. I continued. I walked to the living room. I see photos of the family that I enter their house right now. Right next to the photos, you see bullet holes, glasses. And I just couldn't hold my tears. I was thinking to myself what this family was going through in these moments of horror. Moments of hell. And it really broke my heart. We went house to house. It wasn't just one family. It was an entire community. We exited the kibbutz. We see pile of bodies that the proper authorities were dealing with them. We went to another community, Kfar Aza. I saw you enter another house. And you see, just imagine, it's you enter a house, everything is very quiet. Perhaps the silence speaks louder than what happened. And you enter a house, you see the coffee machine, you see the counter, the microwave, food on the table, alongside bullets, bullet holes, glasses, blood. Right when we exited the houses, we see Hamas terrorists, bodies of Hamas terrorists on the path to this home, to other homes. And it really shows you these Hamas terrorists were not targeting military facilities, they were running straight to the community, straight to the houses. Just imagine you're waking up on a Saturday morning and you're met with bullets, hellish fire. It's something that we cannot tolerate. So when you're asked, why does Israel have this war? Remember these words, that it's a war between good and evil. Would you allow yourself to live right next to a murderous regime that said that they would do it again and again and again? How can we do that? We have to destroy terrorism. In order to have peace, we have to uproot radicalism. And I have to say that this is doing a favor to Palestinians as well, not just to Israel and the world, to Palestinians.
That's the Middle East Report. I want to encourage you to download a podcast of the show. You can get the podcast wherever you get your podcast. We are on all the major podcast platforms. Thank you for listening to the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley.